Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 413. If you'd like to have a copy of it, please get a paper and pencil, and Sharon will tell you four different ways you can receive one at the end of the program. It's absolutely free of charge, including the postage and handling. Make sure you let us know whether you want a CD or an audio copy. We have some singing. We have some testimonies, possibly, and we have a strong message from the book of Romans. The Lord is moving me at this time to get into some scriptures regarding the different aspects of the sinner, the homosexual primarily, which the Bible says, and this is one of the reasons why they want to do away with the Bible, because it says that these people are worthy of death, and it means eternal death. And that's how bad. This is New Testament. It doesn't just tell of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah and the homosexuals and all the other sinners in the Old Testament, but it tells the same condemnation. Those were the examples for us to believe. And so many false prophets say there's nobody that's perfect. I want all of you phonies that are saying that to let you know that you're on your way to hell for misrepresenting the Word of God. The Word of God is clean and pure and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And for you saying that God is a liar, you will spend eternity in hell in the lake of fire. And I want you to know it before it happens, because you are doing the utmost sin of all by being a false prophet, degrading, telling people that they can still sin and get into the kingdom of heaven because nobody's perfect. God demands for you to be perfect, for you and I to be perfect. And if you would only get into the Holy Spirit, if you'd get into the Lord and let the Lord get into you first, you would be able to make it if you purposed in your heart to keep all the commandments. But you, according to scriptures, most of the people in this world will not do that. And therefore, you're on your way to hell in the lake of fire. And if you only knew what it would be like there. The Lord showed me that it's really dark and dingy down there, because I felt the frustration of the people in hell. The Lord showed me a vision, and I told him, please don't show me the actual inside of hell. I knew that if I didn't get saved and keep the commandments of the Lord, that I would be in hell. And I could hear, it sounded like millions of voices, and they were all saying, oh my God, it's true, this place really exists. Oh, how I wish I would have received the gospel. And I could see the flames of it, the shadow of the flames of it it was like inside of an old house, and there was a large brick fireplace, and it was purple and dark, almost black bricks, and the flames were just like on it, and I could feel the force of the heat of the fire in hell, that it was the actual force, the power of the force of the fire that was keeping people plugged into hell. They're stuck there in that flame, that heat, that fire, the power of that fire, just they can't even do anything but throw themselves against the pit down below, crying out, mercy, just like dogs are growling it out. And their throats are so hoarse from hearing, from growling out that word mercy. And because of the fact that they didn't receive the gospel while they were here on earth, they didn't show mercy to anybody by telling them about that place and telling them about heaven. And so there is no mercy for them. And because they didn't drink from the waters of life, which is the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, it's Holy Spirit and it's life. And it's life with a big capital L. I-F-E. because they didn't believe, and they didn't receive. So they just assume that no one can be perfect. Anyone that's preaching that is not perfect, and they're not entering heaven. They're not entering heaven. But they will spend eternity in the lake of fire and into everlasting damnation. And it's just like the people there are just so shocked that it really exists. And that's because most of the people in this world that know the truth will not preach it. They will not preach it. And they will not show mercy. And the Bible says that a common harlot and a publican, a drunkard, a sinner, has the opportunity, more of an opportunity to enter into the kingdom of heaven than a person that is calls himself righteous. They are self-righteous. In their own eyes, they are righteous. There was a man interviewing. I started to say this in the last tape that he was going down the street, and he was asking if they knew the Ten Commandments, and none of them could come up with more than one or two or three. Then they asked him, how many labels of beer can you name? And man, they were rattling them off just like you can't believe. That's sad, because knowing how many beers there are, or how many soft drinks, or how many different brands of booze there is, isn't going to get you anywhere but into hell. And so it's amazing how, because of the fact that there's so many commercials on the air, boy, they are saying Pabst Blue Ribbon and all the other ones. They just really thought that was fantastic. They were so proud of themselves, because this world is humanistic. The whole government is humanistic, and they don't want anybody to preach that you have to be straight. Now, the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews tells of this common harlot that was saved. And, you know, like the first people that were saved in Susie's, in my ministry, were all hippies. And they were into really sin, drugs and everything. And after they got saved, they were so filled with the Spirit. And we started attempting to take them to other churches to show these self-righteous hypocrites that were sitting there and saying no one's perfect. So these people were in patchwork jeans, and they had long hair, the men, and all that. And they says, don't bring them in here, because we don't believe if they've got long hair that they're saved. Well, then Susie said that all they need is barbershops then, right? And they'll get saved if they get their hair cut. Is that it? You stinking bunch of hypocrites. And that's what the Lord says, you hypocrites. He says, ye are of your father the devil. And because of the fact that you, if you see sinners on the street, you just say, we're not going to witness to them. We're not going to testify to them. We're holier than God. When Jesus himself went among the publicans and sinners to win their souls, because he had come into this world to save sinners. Now, you self-righteous hypocrites that are sitting in churches, you know, the Bible says you better repent and get out of that, because if you don't, there's nothing left for you but this place in the bowels of this earth. It's the lake of fire. You'd be screaming your head off for the rest of eternity. So, you know, I would consider that. And Father, we ask you to anoint this service, to pour out your Spirit into these wicked hearts that say no one can be perfect when you demand it. We must be perfect, and we all are able to be perfect by living after the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus. So if Christ Jesus is in us, then Father, you're in us, and then Father, the Spirit is in us, because you're the Spirit. You, the Word of God, and the Spirit, Word of God, which is Jesus, are one. All three of you will enter into our bodies and give us the power to be perfect. In other words, give us the power to walk in the Spirit, so that there's no condemnation to us that believe that are walking after the Spirit and not after the flesh. To walk after the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So there's lots of laws, Father, I know there's the law, the moral law, which you did not come to destroy in the flesh of Jesus. And then there's the law of sin and death. And then there's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, in the Spirit of you, Jesus. And therefore, we know that we cannot be condemned if we walk, if you are in us, and you give us the power to mortify the deeds of our flesh and to reject the earth, this world, and then also to reject the lusts that live in the flesh, the law of sin and death, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and the love of this present world, which is soon to perish in fire. Lord, let everyone receive your words in the name of Jesus, that their souls might be saved and the church, before it totally has fallen away. Lord, you said the great falling away would be here. Lord, that they may be saved. You told them in the book of Revelations to repent and to start having the zeal, your vigor in them. We ask it, Father, that their souls may live and the church strengthened in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now here's that bunch of former hippies that we won to the Lord some 40 years ago. And since then, more than half of them have fallen away. So don't try to preach any gospel to me. That is no gospel at all that says people cannot be saved and fall away. You can hear the zeal and the Spirit of God in their voices as they sing the Hallelujah chorus. They were so good that Stills, Nash, and what's the other person's name?
Crosby.
What?
Crosby, Stills, Nash.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and who else?
Young.
And Young. They all came over to Susie's in my house because Jack Nitzsche, who did a lot of the arrangements of the Rolling Stones and did some for the Beatles, we were in the same office together, Jack Nitzsche, H.B. Barnum, and Sonny Bono, and myself. And he really highly recommended that he knew that I was of the Lord. And so Warner Brothers asked this Hallelujah chorus to be in this movie. Do you remember the name of that movie? It's been so long ago. But these singers are singing the Hallelujah chorus in it. All former hippies, they're still dressed in rags and rebelling against government and everything, yet they had the love of Christ in them. You could tell it because people would spit on them and everything else, and they just keep on preaching. And what was the name of that movie?
Journey
Through the Past. And do you remember who was in that? Some of the big movie stars, the son of Peter
Fonda,
yes, was in it. And now, I would say most of these people have fallen away, and a lot of them have gone out into eternity for judgment, and some of them are in hell right now. So don't let anybody tell you that people can be saved and fall away. And then you say, well, they're hippies, they lived a bad life and everything. Remember, a common harlot and a publican, I mean a sinner, these kind of sinners, every kind of sinner can enter into the kingdom of heaven if they receive the gospel. But you self-righteous hypocrites, there's better chance for these sinners and these whores to get into heaven because there's a chance for them to repent. You think that you're right with God. And God said he didn't come to save you. He came to save sinners, not self-righteous people. So anyway, here this is the Tony and Susan Alamo choir and orchestra, about 150 souls altogether, singing the Hallelujah chorus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Now, you know, this goes to show these people were saved. Now, if you want to call Jesus a liar, go ahead. But you're not going to like having had said that when you stand before him at the judgment bar of God. Because he is the Father, he is the Son, he is the Holy Spirit. All three of them, one, you cannot separate them. It's impossible. It wasn't just the Son coming down into Jesus Christ, the human being. It was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. These three are one that entered in to Jesus, the babe. They were all conceived into the womb of Mary. Now the Lord sowed the seed. He actually planted the entire Garden of Eden. And he planted it with the word. Okay, he says, be thou a tomato, be thou an onion, be thou a squash, be thou a watermelon. And all his words, which is the seed, were planted into the earth, and it brought forth fruit. And there were seeds inside of all these different fruits and vegetables, the trees, which he put the seed, his word, in every one of them. There is no other life but God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the L-I-F-E, life. No one comes into the kingdom of heaven to God but through me, the seed. I am the seed of life. Jesus likens himself as a seed of corn. That when he is sown into anything, say the earth, or into the human heart, and you allow yourself to be watered, and you get the sunshine from the Word of God, because he planted the sun with his word, and the moon, and the stars, and all the other galaxies. But the sower, the parable of the sower says, some of them fell, the seeds fall on stony ground. And they may spring up just for a second, but they don't have any root in them. It's like these former people of my own church. And anyone that says they don't have people in their church that never fell away, well, they never were saved. They're the self-righteous. There's no seed in them whatsoever. They refuse to believe the Word of God. They refuse to support the true work of God. They like to live a comfortable life sitting in some religious order or something. And that's so sad because it's for sure they're going to hell. You must be born again of the Spirit. Jesus said it isn't something that you should do, but you must be born again of the Spirit and of water. And so if you don't have the Spirit of the Lord, if you have the Spirit of the Lord, Susie used to belong to the Nazarene church. And she said when she received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they threw her out of that church. And one time I was asked to speak in a Baptist church, and I started telling of my supernatural experience, and Susie, before I went there, says, don't tell anything supernatural because these Baptists are dead. They're dead. They're the self-righteous ones, and man, they all started giving me dirty looks, and I thought I should have listened to Sue. And she's, when I sat back down, she shoved her elbow into my side and said, "I told you, you idiot. You should have never told them in this church when they ask you to speak. You should have just said, 'Praise the Lord, you know, I'm saved and washed in the blood,' just to make it simple, because they're not going to receive you. They're the self-righteous hypocrites in here." And I said, "What did you bring me here for in the first place if they're not going to receive the word of God?" She says, "Oh, you're impossible. That was when I was first saved. But I know better not to even go into those places anymore. I'd like to go out in the street where the sinners are, where Jesus went, and to win people's souls. Because now the Lord planted all the seeds in the Garden of Eden, and they planted the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And he told them not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. This seed is sown into the earth, and the seed is sown, the word of God, which is life and the spirit, is sowed into a person. If the seed that was sown into the earth isn't in good earth, well then it, when persecution comes, that's what all these people here were persecuted violently. This church has been persecuted by the Roman Catholic government that this country now is. When I was put in prison for the gospel, for preaching the gospel, these federal agents and marshals came and said, "What have you got against the Pope?" I said, "What have you got for him?" I says, "What's this all about? Why do you care about the Pope? Isn't this the United States of America? Aren't we supposed to believe the U.S. Constitution? I don't believe in Roman canon law. Haven't you studied the history of the Roman Catholic cult? They're now this Pope. This satanic Pope is now telling that there is no other church but Roman Catholicism. God forbid. I mean, this man is so demon-possessed that he's and it's so close to the end of time that he came out of the closet and he's telling all about this. Now, the patience of the Lord Jesus Christ, he showed, you know, that he endured all the 30 years of his life. He carried the cross. He carried the cross first and then was crucified. We must be crucified first and then carry the cross and deny ourselves. He denied himself all the 30 years of his life, actually, until he got into the ministry, until the Holy Spirit came upon him. Then he was in the ministry for 3 years. Until he endured until he was 30 years old carrying the cross. He never sinned, because he knew if he sinned that he himself could not enter the kingdom of heaven. He knew that if he had sinned that he could not empower human flesh to not sin. If you're not sinning, if you're walking not after the flesh but after the Spirit, you're perfect according to the word of God. And it's just sad that the people in this world don't understand that. That the people sitting in these religions don't understand it. And then Jesus was baptized with the Holy Spirit and went into the ministry. And not only was he perfect throughout the ministry, but went through all the trials and tribulations. Now, these people that were in this hallelujah chorus that you just saw, they came up on many of them fell away when the United States Marshals and the FBI and the IRS and the BATF marched up on the ridge, or Georgia Ridge, just outside of Dyer, right up on top of Dyer, Arkansas, just above there. And they came in with guns and told them to leave. Now, these people were really saved. They were really filled with the Spirit. But now the parable of the sower, where you tell the people in the radio land where that's located?
Matthew chapter 13, verses 3 through 9, and then 18 through 23.
Okay, read the part where it says, read it really quick.
And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow.
And that is ministers. Jesus was the minister, and not only was he God, now he had come in the flesh, but he was also the one that was sowing all the seed, telling everybody what God likes and what he doesn't like, and how you can be perfect, and anyone that says you're not is a liar, and the truth is not in them. And who did he go to? He went to the sinners, and he called the self-righteous people, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, you are of your father the devil, and there's no way that you can escape hell. And I'm saying the same thing to you phony religious people out there, because you think that you're holier than God, that you don't have to keep his commandments. And I am a sower of the seed of God, because he lives in me, and it's him that is telling you these things through me. God always uses human flesh. It pleases God that the world would be saved by the foolishness, and it's foolish to you people, the foolishness of preaching the gospel in and through human beings. So Billy Graham says, why, Jesus hasn't come yet. Well, you know, he was a liar. What can I tell you? He's a liar because the Bible says that he came into this world, and then he went through all the trials and tribulations without sinning once. Persecution came like you can't believe. And then when he was anointed with the Holy Spirit, baptized with the Holy Spirit, just when he rose from his baptism, after John the Baptist baptized him, the Spirit came down upon him like in the shape of a dove. And he was baptized, and that same Holy Spirit drove him around, used that human body of his, and pushed him up into the wilderness where he was tempted by the devil. And then he came down, and he went through every torture that was known to mankind, and even the death of the cross, and a horrible beating, the beating that people, Roman soldiers, had beat him with, until you couldn't even recognize that he was a human being any longer. That's why I really just despise these films that show him, glamorously hanging on a cross. That didn't happen, folks. That didn't happen. He was beaten to a pulp. And yet he didn't fall away like these people that you heard singing the Hallelujah Chorus. There's still a batch of them here. And there's a lot of new ones. And the Bible says that the first that were saved shall be last, and the last shall be first. These young ones that are coming up will be the first. Okay, so went through trials and tribulations. Now, what does it say about a person? Keep reading.
And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside.
Yeah, they, people, they didn't get any growth at all. Then what else?
And the fowls came and devoured them up.
Because the devil comes immediately. I mean, they recognize the seed, and it falls on the ground, but it hasn't been plowed up. They still are living according to the world, and their hearts are so hard that they cannot get planted into their hearts. Their hearts are like rock, and they just won't receive it. These are these people that persecute, and they love to attempt to destroy true born-again Christians. And they do destroy them. There's a great falling away, the Lord said, through the Apostle Paul, just before the Lord comes back to earth. And don't expect him to come until you see that. And I see the great falling away. It's disguised as a revival. A lot of people, they're just, they wouldn't go through persecution. If they did, they'd fall away so fast it'd make your head swim. Then what?
Some fell among stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness
of
earth.
Yeah, well, a lot of these people were like that. They were saved. They did spring up, okay? And there's no way that they could have sprung up unless there was the Spirit, the life in them, unless they were born of the Spirit, okay? They sprung up for a while. Then what?
And when the sun was up, they were scorched.
In other words, when persecution, when it got hot, got too hot to handle for these scrawny ones. Okay, then what?
And because they had no root, they withered away.
Yeah, they weren't rooted into the Lord. Then what?
And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them.
Choked them. That's the cares of the world. Oh, how these people wanted to go back and start smoking pot again. They loved it for a while. It was like a kick for them. They got their kicks for a while, and then they said, okay, it's just carrying this cross daily and daily. You know, we just have to be patient. And, I was sick and tired. We used to do what we wanted to do. We liked to go where we wanted to go. We used to be able to go out and have money to buy some pot and some, now it's crack cocaine. And we'd like to be able to have sex anytime we want to. And the cares of this world got a hold on them. Something got a hold on me. That was one of the songs back then. Okay, then what?
But other fell into good ground and brought forth.
Yeah, that's
fruit.
People that have continued on. There's a lot of people that have been here for 30 years, 35, 37 years at this same church. I mean, they were back then. They remember these people. They were saved, but they're not saved forever. Because I just read the scriptures to you about the condemnation of those. And right here in these scriptures here, it tells that some of them, they got choked with the cares of the world. Then go ahead.
Other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit.
Yeah, they won souls. Those of us that continue on in patience, because I don't want to get impatient with the Lord. And if I have to go through some trials and tribulations, and if I have to go through persecution, if I have to go to prison, if I have to be shot at, if I have to be stoned like I was, and I went to prison for the gospel and jail many times, false accusations, all sorts of them. They're just planning another attack on me now. I've been told by a couple of little birds that were in the courthouse that heard them saying they're trying to get an indictment on me now, and they're going to come over here and interview everybody like we're a bunch of criminals. And, you know, you see these people just really coming against murders. And, you know, the Bible says that we should. We shouldn't go for murder. It's a sin. But how many hundreds of millions of people has this rotten, filthy, satanic, Satan government killed? Murdered. It isn't just killing. They murdered men, women, and children. And then even right in the presence of supposed to be Christian America, they murdered those people at Waco. For what? For what? Because they wanted to get their kicks. They wanted to throw their souls and to warn every one of you people, don't come against the beast! Don't you come against Satan or we'll blow your church up. President Clinton at that time, former President Clinton, said, that'll teach you people to belong to cults. In other words, he agrees with this present-day pope and all the other popes that there's no other church but that cult. And they are murderers, and they've always been murderers. They're the ones that murdered the Christians in the lions. They gave them, fed them to the lions, and burned them to the stake. Why don't you people wise up out there? Why don't you, for your own soul's sake, now listen, I'm saved, you know? No matter what you do to me, I'm saved. No matter what you say about me, I'm saved, and you're not. And if I were you, I'd get right with the Lord before it's too late, because you could go out to meet the Lord today. Many of those people that murdered the people all over the world, they're dead now and in hell and in the lake of fire. Okay, what else?
But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit.
Right. Keep going.
Some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold.
And some of us 1,000-fold and 1,000,000-fold. Okay, then what?
Who hath ears to hear, let him hear.
Yeah, okay. And so he goes on to say that the thorns and thistles and all these things are the... Have you found that yet?
Yes.
Okay, read that part.
But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it.
See, these people were joyous. You can hear it in their voices, can't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Hallelujah! They're singing. Then what?
Yet hath he no root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth...
When tribulation or persecution... Here the federal government comes and marches on them. They put me in prison, and boy, they thought, oh my God, they're greater than God! No, they're not. You're going to see their end. Because when the Lord comes back, when the sign of the Son of Man is in the clouds, and he said they see him coming back with righteous, fiery indignation, they're going to be praying for the rocks and mountains to fall on them, to hide them from the wrath of the Lamb of God, which is Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Okay? So all these people that left the church, left Christ, that wasn't the church. They left the actual body, the actual church of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is a church that is small bits of them here and there all over the earth. It's people that would stand and would serve the Lord to the bitter end, to death. So the Lord endured all things. That's why the Bible calls him God's faithful witness. You phonies that fell away, you're unfaithful. And what does the Bible say about you being unfaithful? The Bible says that you're going to go before judgment and you're going to be cast into hell, into the lake of fire. Well, I'll get into that in just a minute. The Bible also states in verse 13 that in the midst of these seven candlesticks, I'm talking about Revelations, in the middle of these seven candlesticks, which are the seven churches, one like unto the Son of Man, that is the man Christ, who had God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and he was the first God-man, clothed with a garment down to the foot. And I went through all that. John said, his eyes were not a flame of fire, but it says his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet were like unto fire, fine brass. All right, so brass being said, that's an enduring metal, very enduring. And he stood to the very end, even to the death of the cross. Okay, now let's get into Romans, the first chapter, the book of Romans. Chapter 1, okay, because I've read this and I've preached on it before, but the Lord really wants people to know about, you know, when you commit sin, and these people that are homosexuals, and these people that are showing their flesh on porn films, and showing, you know, that they can have sex. I mean, what are they showing? That people from days of old knew. They're just, it's just on television, that's all. And in magazines and books. It's more prevalent today than it ever was on earth. But it was very prevalent on earth, and that's why the Lord destroyed the earth with water at one time. Only 8 souls were saved. Okay, let's read.
Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power.
Okay, and that's what the Bible says, that Jesus Christ came with power. He came with the power and truth. Now, grace, really, that means power. By the grace, by the power of God, I will stand, I will endure all things. With the power or the grace of God, then what?
And declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness.
I see the Spirit, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Not man's power, but my power, this Holy Spirit, will enable you to endure to the end, just like Jesus did. He says, you could do the same things that I do if you have the power of God in you. You could raise the dead. As a matter of fact, I command you to raise the dead. I command you to lay hands on people and they'll recover from every sickness, disease, and infirmity in the world. I will, in you, I will heal blind eyes. I'll raise the dead! How's that for power? Amen?
Amen.
And he says, I show all of you that I am God because I was dead. and I was buried, and I went to hell. For all of you people, to hell that everybody on the face of this earth deserves to go to, even you self-righteous, even more than a common harlot, you self-righteous deserve to go there, because you think that you don't need the power of God living in you. You don't believe that you need Jesus. Okay, you'll see. And it won't be long, because our life is like a vapor, like grass. The flower of it, the sun comes out, and the flower of it fades away. And you saw how the singers that I'm telling you, and these people in this orchestra, they just gave up. They didn't want to suffer any more persecution or any shame. Look at what they're saying about Tony. They're saying that he's a cult. They're saying all these evil things, that he wants to do this and he wants to do that and he's doing all these things. That's a bunch of bunk, okay, you people?
Mm-hmm.
That isn't true. That isn't me at all. And look at all the things they're saying about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That he had women on the side and all this. You dirty, filthy scums that say these things. That History Channel, God should just, everyone that's on there, the Lord, I pray that the Lord will show you. I'm not looking for vengeance because, you know, hell is bad, so bad, that there isn't anything that a human being could do to you that would merit, that would be equal, even one fraction, to what hell in the lake of fire is like. Okay, and I realize that most of you people, you know, all of you people out there are made out of the dirt of the ground, and your brains are very weak because it's made out of dirt also. But that's why the Lord tells you to get into the Word every day to keep you going.
Amen.
Tune in on my broadcast every day, because, you know, like the Holy Spirit, in and through real preachers of the gospel all over the world, can keep you going if you listen to them. I mean, my ministry is whatever the Lord wants to do in me, and there's others that the Lord does. Preaches other, he lays other words on them, and it might be just exactly what you need for that day. But it's he sows seed in you, and he waters you, and keeps you going until the bitter end. And so, you know, in these, you can just see that God's word is so true, because he promised that the Jews would be restored to their homeland. And that happened, you know, in 1947 and 48. They were dispersed. God scattered them throughout the entire world and said that in the latter days, at the end of the Gentile dispensation, the end of the dispensation of the dogs, that God would bring the Jews back to their homeland. Well, that's about 60 years ago, isn't it? Somewhere around in there. Yeah, and so the Gentile dispensation is over with, folks. You need to get born again right away. And those of you that have fallen away, if you did it because through ignorance, well, then get back to the Lord. See if still try to strive in there and get in with him, because he just might, if he sees you're serious and that you continue on. But once Satan has broken your back, there's just, you know, once you've fallen away, it's impossible for you to be restored. But if I was somebody out there, I'd still try. Amen?
Amen.
I would try. Okay, so keep going.
And declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
So he proved that he was God by being resurrected from the dead. And then also when a crew of over 500 people saw him being lifted up into the heavens. Back in those days, there wasn't even any airplanes, and he went up. His whole body went up. His glorified body, his resurrected body, went up into the heavens in a cloud. And he said, and these two witnesses that were there says, he's going to come back the same way. Amen?
Amen.
So don't believe if somebody's telling you that they're the Lord. You know, walk away from them. Thumb your nose at them. They're not the Lord. Bring them over here and I'll thumb my nose at them. All right? To
Amen.
Show you. But he's coming back to take vengeance. He's coming back in the clouds, and every eye in this whole universe will see him. Okay?
Amen.
They're going to see him, and you're going to be falling on the rocks and praying for the rocks and mountains to fall on you, to just because you'll realize how wrathful he is for you being so wickedly unconcerned about other human souls. Oh, yeah, you'll give him a drink, or you'll throw him a few pennies or something like that. Isn't the mercy of the Lord. Okay, then what?
By whom we have received power and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations.
Yeah, now see, we get a power by being obedient to his word. Read that again.
By whom we have received power and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name.
Yeah, keep going.
Among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, power to you and peace.
See, if you're a saint, you're perfect. You're called to be perfect. Amen?
Amen.
You don't call anybody a saint if they're not perfect. There, you ought to see the websites about the people that knew about this Mother Teresa. She was so less than a saint that it's unbelievable. These popes, they're murderers. They're the ones issuing the orders, that cult. Then what else?
Peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First,
peace to those that are saints from our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord means the boss. He's the Lord, of the boss of everything. Okay, everything was planted by him. Even he planted himself into this earth. And now he went away, and he's now planting himself, his seed, the word, into your hearts. It's up to you whether you want to receive it or not. You could let Satan come immediately and snatch these words out of your heart, and then wind up in hell in the lake of fire, and be like the ones that I saw in my vision where they're saying, "Oh my God, it's true. Oh my God, we're here. Oh, we can't do anything about it. We know we're here for it. Oh, the flames, you know, I could see the flickering of the flames on this purple, dark, black wall, this fireplace. And you can feel the frustration that they cannot. There's no possible way for them to escape the lake of fire. Then what?
First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers.
Well, it's good to pray for everybody, because even Paul stated that a lot of everyone had forsaken him because they loved this present world more than the world that is to come. Okay, then what? Come on.
Making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end that ye may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith.
Yeah, established so much that in the event that persecution comes, you won't fall.
Amen.
You'll bite the bullet and go through with
Amen.
It. You'll stay in the spirit, in other words. Then what?
That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purpose to come unto you.
Okay, get through that part, because I want to get to the part where it's talking about the things that homosexuals are.
Okay, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. And
all ungodliness, not just homosexuality, but the self-righteous. That's ungodly, you self-righteous hypocrites that are sitting in churches, just belonging to your own religion. That's ungodly. So the wrath of God is against you. Then what?
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness.
Yeah, you're holding the truth, but it's unrighteous. Then what?
Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves.
Yeah, you can see them between themselves. But then what? Keep going.
Who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their woman did change the natural use into that which is against nature.
Lesbos, then what?
And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men.
Homosexuals, then what?
Working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet.
Yeah, that's what is good for them. Okay, my time is up. Well, I'll tell you, let's get into this tomorrow, okay? The continuation. You people can read it yourselves. So, if you don't know Jesus and you'd like to know his power and taste the good word, and it won't do you any good, if you don't, you've chosen to go to hell in the lake of fire. If you do, the Lord will be fair with you and save your soul. So, the way you start out with this is to say this prayer. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, with the Father by the Spirit. Wash all my filthy sins or my sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now praise and thank the Lord, and just keep praising him and reading the word, which is able to save your soul on a continuous day-to-day basis. Do not fall away like the people that were singing, more than half of them that were singing the Hallelujah Choir. Okay, Sharon, tell them four different ways to receive a copy of program number 413.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, praise the Lord, and keep praising him. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, tune in tomorrow for another powerful message from the Holy Spirit. Until then, this is myself singing Exodus, the Jewish song. I'm a Jew. My real name is Bernard Zahr Hoffman, and this land, Israel, is ours. This orchestra is part of the ones that fell away, and the background singers the same.
This land is mine. God gave this land to me. This brave and ancient land to me. And when the morning sun reveals her hills and plains, then I see a land where children can run free. So take my hand and walk this land with me, and walk the lovely land with me. Though